Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 81 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This could be a pivotal day for Senate Republicans who are racing to meet President Trump's July 4th deadline to pass legislation that includes $4 trillion in tax breaks and billions in Medicare cuts. The wildfire in northern Idaho was intentionally set, investigators say, to lure first responders to the scene to be the victims of sniper fire. On the scene, ABC's Alex Stone.
They were responding to what is seemingly just a routine call of a wildfire, and as they arrived, they began taking sniper fire, but a lot that they're trying to figure out now. Who was he? What was the motive in all of this? Are there any more weapons up on this mountain? They found them based on his cell phone of a lack of movement. They could see that there was a cell phone signal coming out. They zeroed in on that, and then they found him dead.
Deliberations beginning today in the sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Combs, who could face life in prison if convicted on all counts. The judge reading final instructions to the jury. This is ABC News. After rescinding a plan to tax American tech companies, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is beginning trade talks once again with the administration. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
Canada said it will resume trade talks with the U.S. after the Canadian government said it wouldn't move forward with the digital services tax. That tax was estimated to cost U.S. tech companies billions of dollars. President Trump last week called the tax a, quote, direct and blatant attack, and said he would end all trade talks with Canada over it, even signaling he would announce new tariff rates on Canada in the next week. There is currently a 25% tariff on some goods from Canada, as well as 50% tariffs on steel and aluminum. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A task force set up by the Trump administration has concluded that Harvard University, it says, failed to protect Jewish students, and now all of Harvard's federal funding is being threatened. The administration has already sliced the Ivy League school's federal contributions by $2.5 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important, and you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for a mix of sun and clouds, still muggy this afternoon, a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm with high of 83. Tonight, isolated showers possible early, then partly cloudy with a low of 61. And tomorrow, a good amount of sunshine and not as humid with a high of 83. In Richland Center, we currently have east-northeast winds at 6 miles per hour. And after a low this morning of 64, it's 81 degrees.
Summer is here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those outdoor projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center is ready to handle the job. From skid steer and mini excavator work to patios, retaining walls, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing, every project they take on is built on trust, with the goal of turning your vision into a reality. Call Bailey today at 475-3973 and let Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center help you make the most of your property this season.
Prepare for the upcoming season with the Ready and Rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. You can benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc blind disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The body of a boater who went missing in the Wisconsin River 3 months ago has finally been recovered. Wisconsin Dells Police said they received the report Sunday of a body found around a local beach. The body was later identified as 20-year-old Francesco DiFilippo of Chicago. Francesco was boating with 75-year-old Luis DiFilippo of Chicago and another boater on the Wisconsin River April 3rd when their boat capsized. One of the boaters was able to swim to the riverbank. Luis DiFilippo's body was recovered from the river a day later. A Milwaukee police officer has died after being shot while responding to a call about a person with a weapon. Officer Kendall Corder, age 32, died Sunday, 3 days after the shooting. His partner was also injured but survived. They were responding to a call about a person with a weapon when they were both fired upon in an alley. The police department said the officers were not able to return fire. A 22-year-old suspect has been arrested, but criminal charges have yet to be filed. The police department did not name the suspect. Governor Tony Evers today issued a statement on the passing of Milwaukee Police Department officer Kendall Corder and ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff immediately in honor of Officer Corder until sunset Tuesday, July 1st, as well as the date of Officer Corder's burial, which has not yet been announced. Geyser's European Style Provisions Incorporated, a Union, New Jersey establishment, is recalling approximately 143,000 pounds of ready-to-eat bologna due to misbranding, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced. The various bologna products subject to recall contain meat or poultry source materials that are not declared on the product labels. The ready-to-eat bologna items were produced between March 20th and June 20th, 2025. The products subject to recall were distributed to wholesale and retail locations nationwide and bear establishment number EST5385 inside the USDA mark of inspection on the product labels. Although FSIS does not expect any adverse health effects for Class 3 recalled products, and there have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an illness should contact a health care provider. FSIS is concerned that the products may be in consumers' refrigerators and freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. At the Capitol, while Republicans grapple over the budget, Democrats have been watching from the sidelines. On WISN's Upfront, Milwaukee State Senator LaTanya Johnson says they're firm on voting against the Republican proposals. Johnson says even approval from Governor Tony Evers might not be enough for Senate Democrats who want to ensure a good deal for their constituents. With at least two Senate Republicans signaling no votes, Republican leadership would need Democratic support to get the budget ready by the end of today. The JFC met late Friday night to approve some budget items, but much more needs to be completed before it can come to the floor for a vote. President Donald Trump's proposed federal budget has passed a Senate vote with help from Wisconsin's previously opposed Republican senator. After signaling his disapproval with President Trump's big, beautiful budget measure for several weeks, Senator Ron Johnson voted it forward on Friday night. The vote was procedural, and it only barely passed the chamber after two other Republicans voted against it. Johnson had repeatedly said he was against the bill on the grounds it cut too much and would still increase the federal deficit by billions of dollars. The Senate may bring the bill to the floor for a full vote for the bill before July 4th. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call wins a lawsuit on electric vehicle infrastructure funding. A multi-state coalition has won the suit, which alleged President Donald Trump overstepped his authority by directing the Federal Highway Administration to withhold funds for the National Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program to help states install EV charging stations along major corridors. In a statement, Call says the funding freeze threatened more than $62 million in grants to put EV charging stations in Wisconsin businesses, such as gas stations, restaurants, and hotels. State Democratic lawmakers introduced legislation aimed at protecting Wisconsin farmers from trade disruptions and bolstering food security on Thursday. The legislation was introduced by State Senator Brad Paff and State Representative Jenna Jacobson. According to a press release, the bill would establish a $30 million agricultural purchase program run by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection. The program would seek to provide more demand for local food producers and reduce cost for families. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that UW Health is not legally required to collectively bargain with its nurses union in a unanimous decision last week. The court's ruling was based on Act 10, the 2011 law passed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker, that essentially ended collective bargaining for public employees like nurses and teachers in the state. Representatives from the nurses' union said while they're disappointed in the decision, they will continue to explore other pathways to restore their collective bargaining rights, including new legislation. The latest Marquette Law School poll came out last Wednesday. It surveyed just under 900 voters earlier this month on things like the state and federal budgets and the 2026 governor's race. But it also asked about cell phone use in schools. And the response was clear. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin said, quote, "We can be quick on this. Get rid of your kids' cell phones," end quote. 89% say not in classes. 72% support banning cell phones throughout the school day, including lunch and between classes. It's a timely issue for the Richland School District, where the local school board is weighing a change for phone use in the high school. This new language would restrict cell phone use during the day, whereas it is currently allowed in common areas before and after school, during passing times, and during lunch. The school board listed a number of reasons for the switch: to help students concentrate, reduce stress, and encourage health boundaries, and for clear communication with families and to prevent misinformation during emergencies. That proposal heads back to the school board next month. The conversation happens as there's new national research on the link between screen time and mental well-being for youth. A study published last week in the medical journal JAMA followed over 4,000 9- and 10-year-olds over 4 years. It found that children with high or increasing levels of addictive screen use, especially for social media or video games, were more likely to show signs of anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Researchers caution that the study shows a link, but doesn't prove causation. Some students are trying to figure out how AI can change everything. Microsoft and UW-Milwaukee have officially opened a new $3 million AI lab aimed at connecting local manufacturers with the latest automation technology. The lab unites UWM's Connected Systems Institute with Titletown Tech to help Wisconsin businesses develop AI-driven automation. The partnership is expected to boost both innovation and competitiveness for manufacturers across the state. Something to keep in mind for the 4th of July and your backyard fireworks displays is not everyone can handle them. Aaron Collins is a victim advocate at Amplify Health System.
The most important thing to remember during this holiday season is that there are people out there that you may not know that hide out in their houses that avoid the fireworks and the festivities, and it's not because they're less patriotic or less appreciative of the holidays. It's just that the loud cracks and booms associated with fireworks is very difficult for them to handle.
Those loud noises can be difficult for some individuals who have post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, which is a mental health disorder that can develop in some people after they witness a scary, dangerous, or even shocking event.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can affect a lot of people this time of year when it comes to fireworks being set off, that kind of noise that occurs afterwards. We often assume that people are okay. We just shoot fireworks whenever we feel like it. But there's a lot of people that are held up inside their homes that are bracing for the impact this time of year that may have gone through a traumatic experience that has led them to be afraid of loud cracks and booms.
Colin says there are things you can do to be mindful of others who may have difficulty in coping with the sudden sounds from 4th of July festivities.
Following local ordinances is important, and shooting off proper fireworks that aren't not too loud or too flashy. Also containing it around the time of the 4th of July is better. It's a lot more surprising for people who have PTSD when they're firing them off at all hours of the day during the week. So they can brace for impact on the 4th of July. But if there's fireworks going off at all hours, then it's a lot more difficult for them to cope. Sometimes our veterans who have come back from foreign wars are impacted by those loud cracks and booms from fireworks. Some of them have trauma or PTSD, and it's important to remember them during this time of year, not only as a celebration for their sacrifice, but also to be aware that they may be impacted by those celebrations.
If you are suffering from PTSD, the best thing to do is talk to your primary care provider about treatment options.
They may include some medications to help ease the anxiety or depression that often is associated with that disorder. Also, counseling and therapy can be very effective in adapting to a life, whether you're a service member who is discharged or a member of the public.
There is hope if you suffer from PTSD. Aaron Collins says it is very treatable. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 7.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.96 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 1.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 30.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.74 a gallon Sunday, while the most expensive was $3.49 a gallon, a difference of 75 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.14 a gallon. The national average is up 1.1 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 32.1 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 2.7 cents in the last week and stands at $3.68 per gallon. Gas Buddy also released its 2025 Independence Day gas price forecast, projecting the national average price of gas falling to $3.15 per gallon on July 4th, down nearly 35 cents from last year's July 4th average to the lowest Independence Day tally since 2021. Though recent events have caused some turmoil and volatility in energy markets, gas prices have returned to decline due to cooling Middle East geopolitical tensions and increased oil production from OPEC in recent months. It's 84 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1220. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has hired a new provider. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 83 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1223. The search for a new provider to work in the Muscadet and Richland Center communities was successful, according to the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Victoria Wilcox, physician assistant, family medicine, has been hired. Her experience includes primary care for soldiers and those needing help with traumatic brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, neurosurgery, and orthopedic care at various locations, including Fort McCoy, the VA Medical Center in Toma, and VA Medical Center in Dublin, Georgia. Wilcox has experience on the civilian side as well. She has diagnosed and managed the care of patients with comprehensive conditions, including heart failure and heart disease, cardiomyopathy, and congenital heart disease in patients of all ages. Victoria Wilcox's more recent work in helping patients with substance dependencies, namely opioids, alcohol, hepatitis C, and depression, fulfills an ever-present need in the community served by the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Muscadet Health Center will be Victoria Wilcox's primary location starting in early July. Lyle Cradwell, director of rural health clinics, said she will be worked into rotation to help with urgent care coverage at Richland Center. Contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics to schedule an appointment and welcome her to the community. As the busy 4th of July holiday gets closer, the American Red Cross asks donors to celebrate by making a blood or platelet donation appointment to help power the blood supply through midsummer. While all blood types are needed, donors with type O blood are most urgently needed. Making and keeping donation appointments now is critical to ensuring blood products are available for all patients, including those in trauma situations that may require several life-saving transfusions in the weeks to come. A blood drive is being held today from 1 to 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. Don't wait. Add a blood or platelet donation appointment to your summer calendar today by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. With the 4th of July holiday weekend fast approaching, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation urges motorists to slow down on Wisconsin roads and celebrate safe driving habits. According to AAA, Wisconsinites will set a record with more than 1.47 million residents taking a road trip this holiday weekend. Peak travel times are expected from noon to 9 Wednesday, 2 to 6 Thursday, noon to 7 Friday, and from noon to 6 Sunday. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, 511WI.gov, or the free 511WI app to stay aware of road conditions and view live traffic cameras on your route. Most road construction will pause over the holiday weekend to open as many lanes as possible. Keep safety in mind if you're hitting the road for the 4th of July. David Yang is a Wisconsin State Patrol trooper and says before traveling, give your vehicle a once-over and make sure tire pressure, coolant, and other fluids are all at the right level. Yang says no matter where you're traveling, prepare for extra congestion and take your time to get to your destination. Yang says if you do find yourself on the side of the road, stay buckled up and call for help. Wisconsin Women in Conservation is inviting women landowners, farmers, farm workers, gardeners, and conservation professionals to a summer learning circle potluck and farm prairie tour at Sweet Springs Farm in Gays Mills Wednesday from 4 to 6:30. The event offers an opportunity to connect with fellow women in conservation, tour a diversified organic farm, and learn from Harriet Bahar, a longtime conservation advocate, and WIWIC Queen Bee Award recipient. The event is free, but pre-registration is required at WIWIC.org. Attendees are encouraged to bring a chair, a dish and a beverage to share, and any questions they may have. This event is co-sponsored by Michael Fields Agricultural Institute and Renewing the Countryside. A longtime annual Independence Day celebration will be taking place this week. The Lone Rock 4th of July celebration will be held in Fireman's Park Thursday and Friday. The celebration kicks off Thursday with concession stands opening at 5 and Doc's DJ playing music until 10:30. Also that evening, there will be an old-timers baseball game starting at 8. On Friday morning, there will be a marketplace featuring local vendors from 7 until 4. The 5K water walk run will be held at 8. Angela Larson is the chairperson of the Lone Rock Celebration.
The fun thing about that is it's a 5K through Lone Rock, and residents are encouraged to set up sprinklers and spray them with water hoses as they are running by. So kind of unique and fun, and keep them cool.
After the walk run, a long-standing tradition, the parade will step off at 11.
The parade is always a good time. If there are any businesses or any organizations or anyone that would like to be in the parade, the lineup, they meet by the library from 10:15 to 10:45. That registration will be open. It's free to enter. You just come and get a number and tell us who you are, and they'll announce you, and you just get in line. And it's always a lot of fun. Lots of candy being thrown and handed out.
Following the parade, barbecue chicken will be served in two locations. The EMS Chicken Barbecue will be sold at the Lone Rock Fire Department, and the First Lutheran Church Chicken Barbecue will be held at Fireman's Park. At 1, a sand wrestling tournament will get underway. Stetson Clary is with Top Dogs Wrestling, the host of the event.
There's been a few sand wrestling tournaments around the area. I've been to a few. There was one way back in the day in Blue River, and then lacrosse holds one now and then. There's a little bit of a different rule set, so it's not exactly wrestling. A high amplitude throw would be 5 points. A smaller throw or a feet-to-back takedown would be 3 points. An out-of-bounds or a step-out would be 1 point, and a major body part to the ground or a simple takedown is just 1 point.
Males and females of all ages can register for the event on the Top Dogs Wrestling Facebook page. Doc's DJ will play from 5 until midnight, and at dusk there will be fireworks. There also will be Tuning Go, a petting zoo, a raffle drawing, bouncy houses, and more at the Lone Rock 4th of July celebration Thursday and Friday at Fireman's Park. More information can be found at lonerock4thofjuly.org and on Facebook. The High Ground in Neillsville will host its annual Vietnam Veterans Reunion, combining Vietnam exhibits, a documentary about a Vietnam War Huey pilot, lunch for veterans, and an opportunity to meet fellow Vietnam veterans on Sunday, August 3rd. Historic Military Impressions will be exhibiting the Vietnam Experience exhibit in a large outdoor display from 10 to 3. The veterans' lunch will be served from 11:30 to 1. RSVPs are required before July 25th, and veterans can include one guest. At 1, Pamela Alwyn Fullerton will present Honor in the Air. This documentary honors her brother, Vietnam Huey pilot Captain Scott Alwyn. Captain Alwyn, the son of a Wisconsin minister and one of 16 siblings, served as a helicopter pilot with the Army's 68th Assault Helicopter Company. During his 5 tours in Vietnam, he was awarded 136 Air Medals, the Vietnam Republic Medal, Purple Hearts, Bronze Stars, a Silver Star, and the Distinguished Flying Cross. The film, which won an international award for creative excellence, will be shown in the High Ground Welcome Center Theater. In addition to the Vietnam Veterans Reunion activities, all attendees are invited to help welcome home the bicycle riders of the 41st Annual Heroes Ride Bike Tour as they start arriving at the High Ground at approximately 11 o'clock. To RSVP, veterans can contact Teresa by email at museum@thehighground.org or call 715-743-4224. It's 84 degrees in Richland Center at 12:32. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
A comfort in a time. Stafford Funeral Home, from our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find, choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind, a comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
It's 84 degrees in Richland Center on this Monday afternoon, June 30th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Margaret A. Liska, 89, of rural Waniwok, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Greenwood Lutheran Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Wednesday from 4 until 7. Margaret Liska is survived by 6 children, Gary and Barb Liska of Lancaster, Joe and Nancy Liska of Loxley, Alabama, Jean and Greg Kerbarski, Lori and Brian Lansinger, and Rick and Kim Liska, all of Hillsboro, and Bobby Joe and Jim McDermott of Elroy. 17 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, a brother, Robert Lynn, 2 sisters, Sharon Schwartz and Linda and Terry Gunder. Margaret A. Liska, 89, of rural Waniwok. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of rural Hill Point, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, July 12th at 3 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, July 12th from 1 until the time of service at 3. Memorials can be made to the family. Deb Fargin is survived by her husband Bill, 6 children, Heather Fargin and Tad, and Heidi Fargin and Brandon, all of Richland Center, Bryant and Sabrina Fargin of Ithaca, Brittany Fargin of Hill Point, Megan Fargin and Anthony of Madison, and Michael Fargin of Hill Point. 13 grandchildren, 15 brothers and sisters, Marge Benson, Herman Zolik, Herbert and Patty Zolik, Nancy Rupp, Yvonne and Mark Zastro, Neil and Betty Zolik, Catherine Baggett, Linda and Drew, Sarah Prani, Teresa West, Lisa and Jim Sutton, Pamela Seeger, Valerie and Kenny Muller, Beth Zolik and Demetria Stevens, Judith Perugini and Ronnie Langer, and Timothy Zolik. Sister-in-law Linda Fargin, brother-in-law Ronnie Fargin, mother-in-law Marjorie Fargin, and many other relatives and friends. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of rural Hill Point.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Attention, Wisconsinites! Well water quality is a major concern in our state, but the solution is simpler than you think. Trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center to keep your well running smoothly. With years of experience, they tackle everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. It's a quick fix or a deeper repair. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Don't let well water quality woes get you down. Call 608-649-4488 and let the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions take care of the rest. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, the team you can trust for well quality solutions.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
And our verse we wishes go out today to Bill and Julie Steffens, Louie and Kathleen Wilson, Sean and Katie Myers, and Jimmy and Heather Bogardis. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great final day of June, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the majority of the showers and thunderstorms across the Midwest developing in eastern sections today over toward Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, but there is a secondary disturbance pivoting down across Wisconsin this afternoon. Could provide just enough of a spark to kick up a stray shower or thunderstorm, although very brief in nature. Tomorrow looks like a dry day with high pressure edging in from the northwest, bringing in somewhat less humid air as well. Then the humidity will surge back in for the end of the week, and with that, a couple of small chances of a shower or thunderstorm, although conditions still look pretty good for your outdoor activities Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now, Saturday could be a different story. There could be a front parked right on top of us with considerable amount of shower activity. We'll certainly keep an eye on that for you. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Look for a mix of clouds and sun, still muggy, 30% chance of a spotty shower or thunderstorm, high temperature near 83, northwest to west wind up to 10. An isolated shower possible early tonight, then partly cloudy, low about 61. Tomorrow, a good amount of sunshine and not as humid, high near 83, the wind northwest around 10. As we head into Wednesday, partly cloudy and rather warm, slight chance of a shower late, low 61 with a high near 86. For Thursday, mixed skies, very warm and humid. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible. Low in the mid-60s with highs in the upper 80s. 4th of July, partly sunny, hot and humid. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, especially late. Low near 67 with a high near 90. Saturday, warm and humid with a 70% chance of scattered showers and storms. Low 71 with a high of 85. For Sunday, partly sunny, not as humid, with a high near 84. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Have a great afternoon.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 93, our low this morning was 64. Our high so far today, 85. The record high for this date set in 1931 is 99. The record low is 41 in 1943. Last year's high was 74 with a low of 53. Sunset tonight will be at 8:46 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:25. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.98. Relative humidity is 57%, and we have received 1/100th of an inch of rain since midnight. Again, currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 84 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
U.S. ag officials scramble to head off a threat to the livestock industry today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has mobilized resources to prevent an invasion of New World screwworm, a fly larvae that can be fatal to warm-blooded animals. Reports of the problem have been spreading from Panama and Central America north into and through Mexico. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the southern U.S. border is on alert.
We are stopping the pest from spreading in Mexico and ensuring that our Mexican counterparts are full partners in eradication. We already have personnel in the field intercepting the illegally introduced livestock on the border with Mexico in coordination with Customs and Border Protection and our own USDA cattle fever tick eradication program.
Rollins says another prong of the defense effort is releasing sterile screwworm flies in Texas, which would stand to lose big time in the event of a screwworm outbreak. Here's Leif LaRoe, chair of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association.
These additional resources, combined with robust implementation of surveillance, sampling, reporting, and enhanced treatment protocols, provide a strong foundation for the U.S. to continue to fight the screwworm fly where it is today and ensure continued confidence in cattle and beef trade between the United States and Mexico.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
The Senate takes up the reconciliation bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S., planted by more farms than any other competitive seed brand. Want to know what number one feels like? Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. First, the USDA made modest changes to its 2025 planted area figures. Following a survey of farmers, the corn acreage now pegged at 95.2 million acres, slightly below the March projection, but up 5% from last year. Soybean planted area, 83.4 million acres, 200,000 below the March guess, but down 4% on the year. At the time the report was put together, USDA said there were 3.6 million acres of corn and 11.5 million acres of soybeans left to be planted. The president of the Nebraska Farmers Union says Senate version of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act falls short in addressing the needs of farmers and ranchers. John Hansen tells Brownfield, while some elements are good, they don't go far enough.
We're struggling with where we're at there. Yes, we appreciate them. The efforts to improve the income safety net and the reference prices, let's be honest, if we get those improvements, are they enough? And the honest answer is no, they're not.
The Senate has begun a marathon voting session on amendments known as a Votorama. Once that process has finished, the Senate will be able to take a final vote. A Wisconsin senator opposed to reconciliation bill cuts in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program says farmers would be hurt as well as low-income families. Democrat Tammy Baldwin tells Brownfield in her state alone, Farm Direct food sales to pantries and nutrition programs are impacted.
Those have had significant impacts on farms throughout the state of Wisconsin. In fact, those cuts affected directly about 300 farms that lost that business.
Baldwin says proposals to shift some of the SNAP program costs to the states would leave many states with a huge financial problem.
The idea that we would put millions of dollars of burden on states to make up for a federal cut in SNAP, after many of those states have completed their budget process, is pretty unworkable.
The so-called Big Beautiful Bill funding the government might see a vote in the Senate today, but many amendment proposals are expected. Michigan State University's plant pathologist says he's reviewing reports of tar spot as it spreads near the Indiana border. Marty Chilvers tells Brownfield.
It looks like it's probably tar spot, but we just wanted to do some confirmation before we lit the map up. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's being found here in Michigan as well.
He says it's best to wait until tasseling or silking to apply fungicides. The USDA reports a sale of more than 200,000 tons of U.S. soybean meal to unknown destinations, delivery set for next marketing year. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are sharply higher. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet as buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Significant trade volume will likely develop earlier than normal with the holiday shortened week. Deals last week ranged from $222 to $227 live in the South, mostly $224 to $225. That's $4 to $5 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress business in the North ranged from $365 to nearly $374, mostly $368, which was $10 below the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. In Iowa last week, feeder steers were $3 to $5 lower. Heifer calves and feeder cattle were fully steady. The USDA says demand was mostly good both in-house and online. Medium and large one feeder steers, 856 to 896 pounds, brought 285 to 318.25. Feeder steers, 900 to 945 pounds, brought 291 to 308.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 878 to 886 pounds, brought 273 to 280.50. Box beef was firm at midday with moderate demand for light offerings. Choice was up a dime at $3.96.50. Select was 65 cents higher at $3.83.58. Cash hogs are sharply higher at midday with a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors are starting the holiday-shortened week more aggressive in their procurement efforts. U.S. pork is still seeing strong demand on the global market, which is helping provide significant price support. Domestic demand has also been solid, and that's providing a much-needed boost. The industry remains incredibly efficient when it comes to productivity, ensuring there are ample supplies available of market-ready hogs. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 466 with a weighted average of 112.51. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $84. And pork values were lower at midday, down 93 cents at 116.53. Ribs dropped more than $16 to start the day. Hams were also sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that, too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street in Reedsburg.
Soybeans and corn are mixed, cattle are higher, hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed. The USDA has planted area to 83.4, has planted area below March and down 4% on the year. Quarterly stocks were larger than expected, topping a billion bushels. July beans are down 2.5 at 10.25 and a quarter. August is 3.25 lower at 10.29 and three quarters. July bean meal's back to steady at 271.10. July bean oil's up 21 points at 52.66. Corn's mixed. Corn acres and quarterly stocks are both very close to pre-report estimates. Crop development conditions generally look favorable into mid-July or so. July corn's up 1.25 at 418 and three quarters. September's down 2.75 at 408 and three quarters. And wheat today is mixed. The USDA made minor adjustments to wheat acreage and quarterly stocks were above a year ago. Chicago and Kansas City are monitoring the winter wheat harvest and Minneapolis is assessing spring wheat conditions. July Chicago's up 2.5 at 527 and a quarter. July Kansas City's down 5.75 at 510 and a quarter. July Minneapolis wheat is up a penny at 629. Live and feeder cattle are higher ahead of this week's direct cash cattle business, with box beef up modestly at midday. August live's 90 higher at 214.20. October's up 85 at 210.67. August feeders are $3.07 higher at 310.97. And hogs are down at the lower midday move in pork. Butcher hog markets are steady. National direct was 466 higher at the open. July lean's down 260 at 110.65. August is 245 lower at 107.82. And over in the broader market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is higher, crude oil's lower. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Make plans to visit the Blue River Farmers Market every second and fourth Tuesday from 4 until 6:30 at Blue River Park. Enjoy fresh produce, flowers, artisan crafts, food trucks, baked goods, natural products, jams, jellies, candles, jewelry, gifts, cotton candy, and more. It's fun for all ages now through September 23rd. Want to be one of the amazing vendors? Call or DM the Friends of Blue River Facebook page. The Blue River Farmers Market, small town charm, big time fun.
Doing your part to help the pollinator population. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. One in three bites of your food is made possible by pollinators, but the pollinator population is being threatened. Matthew Malika, who facilitates the Honeybee Health Coalition, says whether you're an at-home gardener or a large-scale farmer, there are easy ways to help promote pollinators.
You know, in some of those edge of field areas or those curves that are hard to farm, those lowland areas, those are great spots for pollinator habitat. There are a lot of programs out there. There's the federal conservation programs like CRP and EQIP, and then there's a lot of local programs and state programs that farmers and other large landowners can access. So from a person who lives in a neighborhood planting pollinator garden to a large landowner setting aside a half acre to 2 acres, whatever you can do, and putting in habitat. Also just leaving areas wild. You know, everything doesn't have to be perfectly manicured. And so that's also something you can do, is just let the native flowers grow.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
Come visit the Aiken School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO FM. WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate now taking up amendments for that massive budget bill. ABC's Jay O'Brien says Republicans hold a razor-thin margin to get it passed during the Votorama.
Talk about the political reality here, which is John Thune, the top Republican in the Senate, already lost two Republicans on that key procedural vote over the weekend. They are not expected to flip from no to yes on final passage of this bill, which is going to come really hours from now at this point. So he can only afford to lose one more.
The Trump administration threatening to pull all federal funding for Harvard University, accusing Harvard of civil rights violations. Harvard says it strongly disagrees. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said late yesterday that trade talks with the U.S. have resumed, with Canada rescinding a digital tax on U.S. tech firms. And after 7 weeks of the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs, the jury has begun deliberations. It follows the judge's instructions earlier today. This is ABC News. If you plan on getting away this upcoming holiday weekend, you will not be alone.
The FAA expects this to be the busiest week for air travelers in 15 years, with over 300,000 flights scheduled. But many of those making an early start, ending with